USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. officials that are now investigating the deadly attack by a Saudi aviation student at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida, are still trying to figure out if the attacker was motivated by terrorism. The gunman was an aviation student from Saudi Arabia. He opened fire in a classroom at the Naval Air Station on Friday, killing three people and injuring eight others, including two deputies. U.S. Attorney Larry Keefe.
The vast resources of this country have been specifically designated and flown here from all parts and all places and are localizing and focusing on this investigation. There is no expense that will be spared. The amazing number of resources that are being allocated and flown here is astounding, and you, family members and loved ones should know that.
The assault ended when a sheriff's deputy shot and killed the attacker. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
North Korea's UN envoy says denuclearization is no longer on the table in talks with the U.S. On his way out of the White House for a trip to Florida, President Trump said Kim Jong-un knows the president has a critical election coming up.
I really don't think he wants to interfere with the election. I think he'd like to see something happen. The relationship is very good, but, you know, there is certain hostility. There's no question about it.
Iran's foreign minister has confirmed that his country freed Zhu Weng in Switzerland in exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist who was being held in the United States. Weng was doing research in Iran as a Princeton graduate student when he was arrested there in August 2016. Iranian authorities accused him of gathering top-secret intelligence for the U.S. and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. A senior U.S. official says Washington is hopeful this will lead to the freeing of other Americans held in Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More of the nation's employees are benefiting from the brisk economy and higher corporate profits this Christmas season for increased year-end bonuses. John Clemens reports.
It's up to 1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
You don't want to end up like Clark Griswold in the movie Christmas Vacation with a desire to put in a swimming pool with his year-end bonus, but instead, you got a membership in the Jelly of the Month Club. I spoke to Andrew Challenger of the global outplacement corporation Challenger Gray in Christmas.
About 9% of all the companies we surveyed said that they're increasing their holiday bonus over last year. And about 75% said they're keeping it around the same number as 2018.
In a survey of about 100 human resources executives, Challenger Gray in Christmas found out 66% of the companies will be awarding some type of year-end bonus. I'm John Clemens.
A popular character actor has died. USA's John Hunt has more.
Ron Liebman, an Emmy-winning actor who garnered a Tony for his work in Broadway's Angels in America and played the father of Jennifer Aniston's Rachel Green on Friends, passed away. He was 82. He broke into the entertainment industry in 1956 on the soap opera The Edge of Night. Liebman also starred opposite Sally Field as a dedicated union rep in 1979's Norma Rae. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.